Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey, it's Donna Marie, and I've just been having a talk with my peeps upstairs on what we want to talk about today, and I've got some questions for you, and you may get answers straight away around this, and you may have to feel into it. I probably don't want you to really think too much about it, because when we think too much about things, we are maybe getting misrepresented or misguided with our thoughts, because some of our conditioning and our thoughts have come from another place. It's not necessarily our higher frequency or our truth. And a high frequency is alive and well when we are born into this world. We are free. And some of us have that crushed very early in life. I know I did. And I've had to fight my whole life to get that back. I've got it back. And I think that's my message today, is that what type of life do you want right now? What does that look like for you? And you can have the material, the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, all of it. It just may not be in the way that your thoughts interpret it. I know I had some pretty skew-if ideas on what my life was going to look like 20 years ago. I was always drawn to a certain nationality in relationships. That conditioning was there. I always wanted kids. I don't have kids. I didn't see myself as a fur mama, although I loved animals dearly. I didn't know how much they were going to fill my heart up and that my life would be pretty empty without them, and how spiritually they have helped me to grow and open my heart. And I just want to say to you moving forward, what type of life do you want, and what are the messages that are in your head? And I know years and years and years ago, when I first got sober, I used to go to this group thing. I was about being in the now, and oh God, that baffled me. How on God's name could you be in the now? And I had so many thoughts running in. I had mainly fear thoughts and mainly anxiety, mainly what am I going to do? What's going to happen? I don't like me. You're not enough. You're not enough. You're not enough. No one likes you. Your life's this, all this commentary that I just was so hooked into a lot, you know. And so it was the outside world that I was trying to kind of make better, to think that would all go away. Not ever, I don't think I ever really felt like that consciously, but looking back, and I chased that and chased that and chased that, and then I received a lot of those gifts, but I still had those thoughts in my head and my body. I often share openly when I first got sober how I had a hole in the soul. I literally could feel it, that emptiness, you know. All that light had been squashed down. And the fear and the hate and the loathing was very, very dominant and very present. And I see it a lot today. And I it's a privilege to help people when they're ready to work through that stuff. Really, really is. And I'm always going to be working on stuff. Can I just make that really clear? But yeah, so just what do you want your life to feel like? And your answer may be, I don't know. And that is an answer. And for me, it's always been about, for the most part, having been through so much darkness early on, it's more about wanting to be happy with who I am and comfortable in my own skin. And that's been a journey and layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. And as some of you know, I've been working on my body image for a long time now, and I've thrown out the scales. I don't know what I weigh. It's not relevant. And I know that I don't want to be the body that my head wants me to be, because I know what that will take me into, an obsession. And exercise is very important to my body still, but I'm not obsessed with it. And the scales just had to go. The scales really had to go. I'm not as worried about looking a certain way anymore, whatever that way is. And it's just asking those questions of where we're at, you know. And sometimes we've got to reach a bottom with that. I know I do. I know I had to reach a bottom with my weight, with the loathing that I got about 2 years ago. It's like, oh, this is terrible. I've just really seen it. And that's when I reached out and got my coach. And, well, I found the right person. I've been waiting for a long time for that right person, you know. And I've done a lot on my own. I've had a lot of support in other areas of my life. But as far as a coach goes, null and void for probably forever, because there wasn't anyone energetically that I felt comfortable with. And that's not meant to sound disrespectful to anyone. There's been different people that have helped me along the way. But as a coach, I just, not safe. And not because of them, because of me. I needed someone that to completely see me and had a light that kind of was shining bright, you know. And I really want to give that message to you about not doing this alone. All the changes that I've made, from getting sober to finding Mike, because I was really drawn to men that were not good for me. What else? You know, abandonment issues, all of that I've had support with. I haven't always had a coach, and I have done a lot on my own, but I've had bits and pieces of support. Like, I've gone to counselling, therapy, healers, read books, talked to my friends. It's been, you know, friends that I've had, like my particular friend, Amanda, who I've had since I was 15, and I've always been able to share everything with her. And I just want to encourage you not to keep secrets, and share your secrets and get them out of your body. And that's one thing I learned when I got sober, was to not have secrets, but obviously choose the right people to talk to them about. So I just want to really land this with you today. What life do you want? And you're not going to get it in 5 minutes, but I promise you, you will get it if you're prepared to take one foot in front of the other. And really make a conscious choice to take one action towards a loving space for yourself. Just one action. And it might mean the walking. It might mean buying that nice doona that you've always wanted. It might mean taking yourself to the movies and it makes you feel uncomfortable, but you deserve that. I love date time by myself now. I love it. Love it. I shared on social media the other day. I went out and did my, I think it was a 12K walk, and then I had lunch, and I was sat in the restaurant for about 3 hours. It was great, just by myself. So good. Wasn't always like that, by the way. I bought myself an engagement ring too when I was single, before I met Mike, because I was committed to the love for myself, you know. So I just want you to throw that out there. What type of life do you want? The approval of other people has to go. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we all think that that approval of people will settle that void. It doesn't. It's our job and our privilege and our right to fill that void up, you know. Other people can't do that. It's nice to have people champion you, and it's nice to have people go, you've made an effect on my life, but that can't be the motivation. It was my motivation for a long time, because guess what? I was trained that way to do that. So even though you may not see how you could possibly champion yourself, if you want to champion yourself, that's going to change your life big time. So, you know, if you need a goal, I want to champion myself in every area of my life. That's huge. That's fucking huge. I want to champion myself in every area of my life. I want to champion myself in every area of my life. Yeah, I'm going to finish there. I'm so emotional. Just I can't leave here without mentioning my live show. We had, I think, 100 people. We raised $1,000 for charity, Sisterhood Australia. We had laughs, giggles, tears, a lot. I had so many people supporting me, the people that brought tickets, the sponsors, my family, the Richardson clan, who I love dearly, my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, Georgia, Olivia, Amanda, April, Tash, who set it all up with her tribe. I've probably forgotten people. My husband, my fur babies, so many people. Lena and Naomi. I'm so sorry, Naomi. I got it. I didn't have to check anywhere. I said, Spirit, no, you know what I'm like with names. Naomi, forgive me, because I know you're going to be listening to this, but forgive me. I could see you in my head with your sister, Lena, beautiful soul sister, Lena, but I just was a bit late. But no, vague. I know you'll forgive me for that, okay? But yeah, everyone that came and cheered me on and got readings and just, you know, I can't wait to see all the professional photos there's been in the reels. There's been some that you guys have took that I've put on social media. If you go to the story section in the circles, you'll see a few pits there, but the professional photos will be there soon. Can't wait to do the next one. If I've forgotten anyone in my talk, please forgive me. My makeup artist that did my hair and makeup, LaShawn Beauty, if you want her deets, I'll give them to you. And I'm going to post all the hashtags in that when I get my professional photos, so you can see. So I love you so, so dearly. Yes. Mwah. Bye.